this week on the Time Bat Show. Like, imagine an anime.
Right. Already like, pretty bad.
Okay. Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 71. I'm your host, Timasis.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
Did you get everything working over there?
I guess. Skype is still sending me all the beginner, like, set up your mic, set up your videos, set up your...
What happened? I'm your Skype assistant. Just what happened? I want to know the whole story.
I went to sign in Skype before we do our call on Thursdays.
Yes.
I went to set it up, and everything was gone.
What do you mean it was gone?
It was like new Skype. I'd just gotten on my computer.
It like decided that your account is like not real or something?
It was gone. All of my settings are gone.
Do you even have an account anymore?
No.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I tried to sign in with my other Skype account, and it doesn't even recognize the email address.
Well, we decided that since this happened, we're just going to wing this episode completely. We have absolutely nothing prepared.
No.
So we're just going to do it. We do this sometimes, and it occasionally works out. So what's new today, Bats? We haven't talked at all. This is the first time we're talking today. Normally, we prepare a little bit, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah, normally we prepare for like 20 minutes, but here we are today on the Time Bat Show.
We're just diving into it. We got a little bit of a late start today, because I got home a little later from work, and then you took 20 minutes to figure out how Skype worked, so.
Yeah.
Did you just start a new account or something?
Yeah, I made a new account, but I used the same email address that was on my other account, so I don't know what happened.
That doesn't make any sense. They shouldn't allow you to do that. The problem with Skype is it's, like, connected to Microsoft now, so you have to, like, do all this Microsoft stuff.
That's what took, like, 20 minutes.
You know the worst part is, like, sometimes it's like, oh, you need to update your password or whatever, so I'll do that on Skype. No, but this happened to me once, right? So I tried to log in, and I forgot my password, and it's like, reset your password? I'm like, I guess. So I reset my password, but then, like, my computer, like, lost connection to Microsoft because it's all in the same Microsoft account now.
Yeah.
So my computer was, like, freaking out. I was like, you're not connected to the Microsoft network anymore! And it was all because I changed my Skype password.
Mm.
And I didn't remember what I had changed it to, so I had to change it again. It's a whole big mess.
You can't use the same one that you used, like, 5 minutes ago if you change it again.
No, because then it's like, no, you already used that 5 minutes ago.
One second, sorry.
No, you're good. So, I don't know. This is episode 71 of the Time Bat Show. I hope you're enjoying our Seat of Our Pants live episode. Let's see. I'm trying to come up with things to talk about while Bats is doing whatever he's doing right now. I feel like we're going to have a little bit of a casual day today. I hope you guys are all right with that. We'll probably do some Would You Rather questions. Probably do some Ask Reddits, but some that I just kind of find at the start. Yeah, I don't know. I hope y'all are doing good. I'll tell you a story this week, since I have to entertain you. This week, I got nothing. Man, this is tough. It's like dead air right now. I'll do a little scene, I guess, with myself.
Hello, well.
you're back.
There's someone at my door.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. He was looking for his friend.
Oh, and you're not his friend?
I was scared, though. I'm not his friend. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Well, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock over there?
Yeah.
That's a little late for a doorbell ring, don't you think?
I think he was going to see his girlfriend because he looked nice.
Oh, so maybe he thought his girlfriend lived in your house, in your apartment.
Yeah.
What's the latest anyone has ever knocked on your door before?
Probably this. No one knocks on my door.
So, I live in a house, obviously. You know that because you've been here. But yeah. Someone knocked on my door at 9:30 once. It was the creepiest thing I've ever, like, experienced.
It's scary. I'm like,
but it was like,
right
it wasn't
now.
Like a Friday or Saturday. It was like a Tuesday, right? So, someone knocks on my door And then, like, I'm like, I don't know if I want to answer this. And then they ring the doorbell, and I'm like, maybe it's a delivery person who got, like, food wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I walk out to my house, and all my lights are on, are off downstairs, because I usually keep them off when I'm upstairs, like, watching TV or doing whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't necessarily know I'm there. So, like, I slowly walk downstairs, and I go peek out the door, and there's a man, like, walking in my front yard. Like, he's just walking around, like, looking at stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is happening right now? And so, like, there's, like, a broom near in my closet. So I grab the broom as, like, a weapon. And I turn the lights on in the house. And then I, like, creak open the door. And I'm like, who's out there? And the guy's like, oh, sorry, it was a mistake. And he, like, runs away. And then I close the door and lock it. And then, like, for the rest of the night, I'm like, really creeped out because I think it's like some burglar or something. But
was it a mistake?
I don't know. He had a bag in his hand.
What was in the bag?
I don't know. Maybe food or something. What I subconsciously told myself was that this was a delivery man that had the wrong house that was creepily walking like on my lawn to like check the address because it was night.
Okay, that makes sense.
And my address is on the side of my house, like it says it. But it's hard to see at night because it's kind of covered by a bush a little bit and it's dark. So maybe he was like trying to see the address. And then when I like opened the door and I clearly didn't want food, he was like, okay, I'm running away. Or
the broom gave you away.
Or maybe it was a robber. So I don't know.
Was it like a plastic bag? That you can't take a lot of stuff with
It's like a plastic bag. But it like, okay, you know when you like get Chinese takeout and it like comes in that like styrofoam box and then they'll like give you a plastic bag and put it in there? It was kind of like that. Like it looked like it was that size. So I was like, okay, maybe it's like Chinese food delivery for one, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe it was just a creepy man.
I don't know. It's weird. So, what's up with you today, or this week, Bats? What's going on with you?
This week, I beat Celeste, the video game for the Nintendo Switch.
We should talk about that, because we both played that.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And we both liked it, I think. And I beat it recently, too. It was a pretty short game, but, I mean, I liked it a lot. What did you think?
It was very similar to Super Meat Boy. It's like that hard platforming... Mm. Finesse platforming kind of game. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to play some of the B-side levels. I guess that's kind of the equivalent of the Dark World in Meat Boy.
The really challenging ones, yeah. And
yeah, they're way too hard.
I haven't tried that yet.
They're ridiculous.
I'm going to try it soon, but I haven't jumped in. I've tried one, and I was like, this is too hard, and I stopped, but I haven't tried any of the other ones yet. I like Celeste a lot. It was challenging, but it wasn't like too challenging for me. Like it was definitely really hard.
Yeah.
But a lot of games like that, I feel like I get really frustrated at.
Mm.
But Celeste felt like fair. Like okay,
yeah,
this is hard but fair. You know?
I think there was always a strategy that was not like super hard to do.
Yeah,
like I think the level design was in such a way that. Like, there's always a sequence of buttons. It's never, like, half of a press.
Yeah, yeah. It's always, like, if you do this in the right order, you'll do it. And I kind of approached it almost like a puzzle game.
Yeah,
same. Because, like, some of the, like, things you have to do, you're just kind of like, oh, how do I do this? And then it kind of clicks, and you're like, oh, if I do this, and then I wall jump here, and then I dash here, I can get through it. And then it's just about kind of refining the movement down to, like, a precise...
It was sort of like a tactical platformer, almost.
Yeah. Like, you have to really choose your jumps and dashes wisely.
Yeah.
And, like, when to time them and stuff. Yeah.
And I did go back and play a couple of the levels, and the cool thing is, you know, levels that I might have died for, like, 20 minutes straight, like, 200 times on, I can do in, like, the first try, and they're super
easy. You, like, breeze through, yeah. I did that. I played level one again after I beat the game.
I was like, man,
this is easy. And it felt really good. I was like, oh, I'm dashing everywhere.
You know, you're optimizing your dashes because you can now think like 13 steps ahead.
Right.
Using
and you're like,
game system.
I know exactly what to do.
Yeah. You're like,
but in the beginning, you're like, dash, and you fall off a cliff and you're like,
which button's dash?
And then you're like, damn it. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked how you only had a few... Like, you could only jump, you could only dash, and you could grab. Mm-hmm. And then later, it kind of opens up more things you can do. But, I mean, those are the basic three. And you could wall jump, too. And it just, I don't know, they use that in fun ways. I liked, like, how they had, like, a different gimmick in every level.
Yeah, I liked that, too.
Like, that was cool. Like, they all kind of changed the way you dashed a little bit. Like, some of them, like refreshed your dash, your air dashes, because you only get one air dash. Some of them, like, you
it's
know,
it's a little bit like the Mario's. Like, you got your ice level and your desert
yeah,
level.
Yeah, it was similar. But I thought the level design was very, like, Metroid-y almost, if that makes sense. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there was, like, exploring caves, and then yeah. you get to...
You could kind of backtrack sometimes, and you could, like, go yeah. in different directions. Like, it wasn't just linear, like, left and right. So, mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. Because there's definitely secrets you can find and stuff. And, you know, the strawberries and stuff.
Yeah, I don't speedrun, but I think that would be a super fun speedrun game. Oh, yeah.
If I had to speedrun games, I would try to do it with Celeste. Because I think that would be a really fun game to speedrun.
Yeah.
To get, like, really good at.
Yeah. Not only do you get, you know, kind of the tactical platforming, but it's also probably really fun to plan your way through the
yeah, and the optimize it.
Parts. Yeah.
And there's probably, yeah, there's because the levels are they're not linear. They're kind of big and open, and you can go in different ways. And there'd probably be a really fun way to, like, plan out, yeah, like, plan, like you said, plan out, like, your moves. So strawberry wise, those are the collectibles. Did you like, yeah. did you try to get all of them, or did you like get which ones you could, or what?
I didn't go crazy. If I saw a strawberry, I would get it.
Cause I saw your post on Twitter. You screenshotted your final stats, and I think you had 95 or something.
Yeah, 95.
And I had 100. So we were very close to like the amount of strawberries we had. Yeah.
It's like the visible strawberries are
like the ones on the critical path. You would get those. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever give up on one? Like,
no.
Really?
Nope, not one.
There was like two that I was like, I have no idea how to get this.
Okay, I take that back. There was one at the very end of the game. Do you know the one where there's the block that goes up and down? And there's two different paths. There's spikes on one side and it's open on
yes! the other. That one took me an hour, I'm not gonna lie.
That
one
took me a good 30 minutes.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you gave up on
it. I went back to it, though.
Is that the one? Okay, the block goes up, and you ride it up, and then there's the path right and the path left, and there like spikes are everywhere. And you got to like jump on this ledge on the left, yep. and then jump on the block and like grab it.
And
but
then
like
as it's going up, you like
jump again,
sling
through the spikes, and then dash back up to the block and grab it again, right?
That was by far the hardest moment in the game.
Is that the one we're talking about the same one?
Yeah, same one.
That took me forever. That was probably the hardest strawberry for me to get.
I thought it was impossible. Like, I was just like, oh, this is a troll strawberry. It can't, like, there's no way to get this. It's impossible.
For a while, I didn't realize you could grab the block. I mean, I knew you could grab the block, but you know how it's just, like, just poking out of the, So I didn't know you could grab it. So, like, I was trying to do some weird dash to like, do it, because they had some of the dash refreshers. And then I realized accidentally, like, oh, I can grab it. This is how I have to win.
I was coming up with weird still paranoid theories, though. Like, okay, maybe this game is broken. Maybe at the right pixel, you can go through spikes, and the developers expect you to find that pixel.
And you're, like, experimenting
yeah,
with
and
that?
I was like, this isn't... I tried all the pixels. None of them work.
This isn't what they wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like the spikes, but, like, some of those hitboxes were a little weird for me, I felt like. Like, sometimes I, like, died, and I was like, wait a minute, I feel like I was good, but yeah. whatever. The spikes were definitely my least favorite obstacle.
I didn't like the girl that follows you.
That was hard.
Yeah, that was hard.
That pretty hard. I like that level, though.
Yeah, there was, like, rubber banding where the faster you go, the faster she goes.
Yeah, that was tough.
Like, if you take it... if you take it slow, she follows slow. But if you try to, like, speed run your way through, she, like, books it after you.
I think she's going at your speed and, like, basically mirroring what you're doing. She's just lagging behind.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go somewhere you already were, chances are you're gonna die because she's probably there.
You know
what I mean? So she's like just.
It seemed like she was going faster the faster you were going.
No, I know. Well, it's because you're going faster. So yeah. I think. I don't know. But it was a good game. I liked it a lot. I want to try the B-sides, but we'll see. Did you get any of the Crystal Heart things?
No, I didn't even get one.
I didn't either. I didn't know where they were. I saw two of them, and I was like, I have no idea how the hell to get these.
I didn't even see one.
Okay, I saw one on, like, the very first level, I think. There's one in, like, the top left corner of the map, but you have to, like, do some weird platforming to get there. And it's, like, locked behind stuff, so I was like, I have no idea how to get this. And then I saw another one somewhere, I don't remember, and again, like, I had no idea how to get it. Like, there wasn't a clear path to it. So, I don't know. Another strawberry that was really hard. I know we're talking about Celeste a lot. Maybe our listeners don't care, but whatever. Do you remember the, like, it was, I think it was the last level, and it was another spike one. Mm-hmm. And you know the, like, the feather thing that lets you, like, fly around or whatever?
Yeah, the comet transformation, yeah.
So there's a transformation in the game. If you jump into it, you'll become, like, you'll become, like, a shooting star kind of thing, and you have free movement. You can just fly anywhere you want, but it's, like, limited to a couple seconds. So there's this one where you're flying through, like, a spike maze, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a strawberry in, like, the top left of the maze. And what you have to do is you fly the comet up to the top left, but it runs out before you can, like, get there. So you have to, like, dash onto this, like, block that's, like a few pixels across, like, just enough for you to...
I know what you're talking about.
...to stand there. And then you, like, jump again, and, like, you do a double, like, diagonal air dash... And then you gotta, like, turn around and, like, grab the side of a block.
Yeah.
And then you gotta, like, do another dash and then, like, fall through the strawberry.
Take the same comet.
and then fall into the comet. Yeah. Like, that's under you. Yeah. Because, like, there's, like, a platform that disintegrates.
Like, redo the whole maze again.
And then do it all again. And then succeed. And by the way, strawberries, we should note, if you haven't played this game, if you die after you get the strawberry, you lose. You have to hit solid ground before it, like, counts as you get it.
You can't just, like, hit it with your body, no.
You can't just suicide into the strawberry and be like, got it! You know, like, that doesn't work. So you, like, have to survive again.
Yeah.
That one took me a while, too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, same. Those are right in the same area. I think they're right before each other. Yeah.
They are. They're both really hard. Those are, like, the two hardest, I think. But yeah, I really liked it. I liked how strawberries made you, like, survive after getting them.
Oh, yeah, same. Because it's easy to just suicide into an item.
It is. And I feel like a lot of games have these collectibles... And, like, you don't want a suicide to get them, but you get so frustrated, you're just like, whatever, I'll just jump into it and die, and then you've got it, and you move on. But Celeste, like, forced you to, like, come up with clever ways to...
In Meat Boy, you could just get the bandages by just plowing straight into them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you die, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you still got it.
Yeah. See, I like the way that they did in Celeste.
I thought Celeste was way harder than Meat Boy.
Really?
Like, way.
I thought Meat Boy was harder than Celeste.
Maybe I just haven't played it in a while, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Celeste was hard.
Celeste was really hard, but I thought it was, like, always... Like, I was never like, oh, I'm gonna stop playing this game. Meat Boy, it was so hard for me sometimes where I was like, I can't play this anymore. I'm gonna, like, throw my controller at the wall.
Yeah, Meat Boy, like, it had lamer stuff. Like, I don't know if that's the right word.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just like, okay, yeah, you have 5 pixels to make this jump, and that's the challenge. Oh,
it's, like, super precise, and if you screw up, you're just like, ah! Yeah. Celeste, most of the time I died, I was like... Oh, I fucked that up. Like, yeah, like, I miscalculated that, you know. There was a few times that I died, I was like, I should not have died there. But most of the time, I was like, oh, I fucked up. I did something wrong. Meat Boy has some where it's just like, why is this the way it is?
Exactly what to do.
And it just, the game decided I didn't do it this time.
Yeah.
Like, the pixel was just wrong, and... Yeah. And now I'm, like, steaming, and I'm like, ah! Anyway, so Celeste, good game. Play it if you like hard, challenging games that are fun.
I couldn't play it on my TV. I had to play pretty much the whole game in handheld mode, because I felt like the controllers weren't responsive enough with the Joy-Cons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even try it on my TV, I just played it in handheld mode.
Yeah, same. I played the whole game. I tried it on the TV, but it just wasn't...
Was it, like, laggy or something?
It might just be my TV, but the input lag made it a lot more difficult.
That's weird. I wonder if that's the controller or the TV or a combination of both.
I think it's probably the wireless controller, because I don't have the Pro controller.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. Well, I mean, I liked it in handheld mode. It was like...
Yeah, it was perfect.
That was pretty cool. I could, like, watch TV or whatever while doing it. Cool, so that's the last... What else is going on in the world this week? I don't even know what happened this week. Did anything happen this week? I don't know. I think the Olympics are going on.
Oh, yeah, I watched some of that.
Is it good?
It's the Olympics.
I've not watched a single thing in the Olympics, like, at all. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know if it's winter or summer. I mean, I guess it's
winter. It's winter.
All right, that was a pretty stupid comment. Is it winter? Is it summer? What are we doing here?
It's the one with figure skating. I watched a little bit of that. That's always
You know what would be cool? I just had this idea for Olympics. Okay. What if you played the Summer Olympics in the winter and the Winter Olympics in the summer? Ooh.
What? Just switch it up?
Just like a year? I mean, you know, maybe less people are watching the Olympics. They need like a gimmick to like bring people back. And they're like Summer Olympics in the winter and like Winter Olympics in the summer. It's like Christmas in July kind of thing. Yeah, you know?
The reason you do it is because, you know, it gets everybody excited for summer. It gets everybody excited for winter.
Exactly. So it's like the Summer Olympics in the winter presented by Honda or whatever. I don't know. You know,
Coca-Cola probably.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. They always sponsor it. Yeah. But so you do all your Summer Olympic games, but in the winter.
I think the technology is there. You can just make snow on a mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I'm talking about the games are kind of modified because of the seasons.
Oh, so there's just no snow. You just ski on the floor or something.
Yeah, it's like a big tarp or something.
It sounds dangerous, but...
And then snowboarding, it's just like... It's like,
I mean,
it's like they use like chopped up paper or something, right? Instead of snow.
All over the mountains. Just dump it everywhere.
And then it's like, you know, in like tennis, like they have different courts.
Yeah.
You know, like clay or like
wood. This is the Wimbledon court. I like this, yeah.
You gotta adjust to the different.
It's the exact same thing.
In tennis, they have like clay and grass and like wood or whatever, you know. And this would be like you're skiing on snow, and then you ski on like paper shreds, and like dirt maybe is like another one.
Yeah,
it would work. I think it would work okay.
I would try it. Yeah.
And then instead of ice hockey, they have like.
Land roller hockey.
Yeah, it's you like the rollerblade or something, right?
Yeah, they have dry land hockey, roller hockey.
I played roller hockey.
I think in middle
school. Yeah, I think I played it too.
Yeah,
remember rollerblades were like really big when we were like 13 or something.
Everybody did that. Nobody does that now, but everybody used to do that. No,
rollerblades were like big.
Yeah,
you do tricks on them and stuff.
There was that movie. Do you remember the movie Hackers?
Yes.
Or, like, it doesn't matter, because Hackers, there's, like... Okay, so, like, 50 different movies are the same movie as Hackers.
No, I know.
And it's the scene where they go underground, and all the kids are on rollerblades.
Like, for no reason.
And it's, like, glow-in-the-dark.
And you're like, why are you on rollerblades right now?
No,
it's just, like... That's just the time. That's just the time the period.
Hide it out. Yeah.
You know, if I was a hacker... You know, rollerblades would be part of my like aesthetic. Like I would just wear them all the time.
Yeah, if I was a hacker, I would go back to the classic roots of the '90s hacker.
Which is what?
The people from Hackers. You know, you wear glow in the dark. Sure. You play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at the arcade.
Right.
Uh huh. You.
I gotcha.
You drink Surge probably.
Surge. But anyway, rollerblade hockey.
Yeah.
And then they could have, instead of figure skating, it's figure rollerblading. Right?
It wouldn't look as good. It wouldn't look the same.
Could you do figure skating on rollerblades? Let's figure this out. Could you?
Rollerblades are heavier.
Sure.
Because you need wheels.
Right. Let's assume you're on like a roller rink. Like you're on a flat surface.
Yeah.
You know. Like a basketball court kind of style surface.
Just use a basketball court. It's the same. Sure. Yeah.
Just do it in a basketball court. So could you figure skate on rollerblades? Like, obviously they have roller blades like an X Games kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like figure skating version where they like do it to music and they're like, you know, it's kind of a dance thing, you know, almost.
I think you could. It wouldn't be as graceful. Maybe, you know, you're on the basketball court. Maybe just add basketball into the equation too.
Roller basketball? Sure. Now that's a sport I want to watch right there.
It'd be exciting because, you know, when you're on rollerblades, you can't just stop.
That's true. You could, like, do that, like, slide thing, right? It's like, you know. Okay, so the court is double the size because they're on rollerblades. Because they're on rollerblades. So, like, maybe it's not double. Like, a 1.5 times. Because they're on rollerblades.
Yeah.
And it's really, I feel like it'd be really hard to jump with rollerblades, though. Right?
Yeah, dunking is probably less of a thing.
Maybe they have, like, stay with me.
Ramps?
Maybe they... Yeah, they have, like, ramps. That, like, come out of the side.
This is a movie. Like... It's called Rollerball.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But is it, like, basketball?
You don't dribble.
Oh, okay. It is a movie, huh?
Yeah, Rollerball is a movie.
Oh, we're inventing something that already exists.
Yeah, it has extreme ramps and...
I don't need to watch this movie.
It's a really good movie. You would love
it. Is it?
It's from the 80s. It's one of those bad... It's like the dystopian future.
Oh, of... I think I've heard about this movie. Yeah. Doesn't it have like a lot of like social commentary and stuff, too? Does. Oh, this movie sounds like right up my alley. Someone was telling me about this before, and I was like, wow, this is all things I like. Yeah. Weird sports and... social commentary in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that. But, like, our version of roller basketball would be just classic basketball with rollerblades.
Yeah.
And ramps. And maybe there's some, like, trampolines, you know, in there, too.
I don't think that would work, because...
Why not?
Well, maybe it would. Does it... Yeah. Right, if you jump on a trampoline, would the wheels keep going, or would you just kind of, like...
I don't know. I'm not really sure what the physics of that would be. You probably have to, like, jump with your rollerblades onto the trampoline. And then leap into the air and then dunk the ball or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I got.
It sounds fun. I would try it. You'd need pads because people
What if crash. You integrated, like, what if you integrated pinball into this, too? Right,
and
you
have like bumper,
you have like bumpers and stuff. So like you can bump into somebody and then like fling like in a direction. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe it's all right. So maybe there's two chief strategists on each team, uh-huh. And there's a big ball that can like knock you down. And
so they're like playing like pinball.
Remember the game Crossfire? Back
yes,
it's like that, but like there are men in there.
So they're like not in skates; they're just in this ball.
Yeah. I don't know.
And they like
I don't know if anyone younger than 30 is gonna know what Crossfire. Is.
They're gonna like roll around. And, like, whack into people? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and there's people controlling it.
The head coach.
Yeah, the head coach.
He's, like, it's, like, on, like, a remote control radio thing. It has, like, and it, like, he rolls them around.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. And they could get, there's, like, bumpers.
Yeah.
And there's paddles in the bottom.
Paddles.
Like, in each side of the court. Too.
Yeah.
Each side of the court. And at any time when they fall, like, the coach can hit a button and, like, hit the paddle and, like, send them, you know, over the other side. And then there needs to be, like, a Quidditch-style rule where, like, if you get your big ball man into the other side's, like, like a ball, big ball basket, which is separate, then you just, like, automatically win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, hitting certain bumpers, it's kind of like darts, where, you know, the bumpers are worth some points. You hit them, you get your points. But then, if you make your ball past the enemy's defenses...
You just, like, win.
You just win.
Instantly. Or you get like a crap ton of points. So like,
yeah.
Yeah. But then all while this is going on, you're playing, everyone else is just playing regular basketball.
Yes.
You know, worth 2 points. Like 2 point shots. And they like when it goes out of bounds, they have to like line up and like, you know, you're taking the same kind of breaks in the game as basketball, but while all that's happening, like the two balls are constantly just going everywhere. Like they never stop moving. And you just have to kind of deal with that during the game. This is my new Olympic sport. I think we have something here.
Yeah. That's one hell of a spectator sport. That's
it's really
sure.
It's really complicated, but I mean, I think if you just told people it's rollerblades with basketball with pinball, then I think people will get it. Like, okay, got that.
I mean, I got it.
Yeah. It's not that hard. Anyway, so that'll be, that could be like one of the sports they do in like summer, winter Olympics, you know, the summer winter Olympics or the winter summer. Would it be winter summer or summer?
I think
it's
more
winter?
Of a summer sport that you would do in the winter.
So you do. But what? How would you order the words? Is it summer winter Olympics or winter summer Olympics? Like if you're doing summer sports in the winter, it would be the summer winter Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the summer winter Olympics, yeah. And then the winter summer Olympics for the opposite. I mean, I think people would watch that, you know? You could do it on like a different channel than like the regular Olympics, like ESPN NBC. 4. Yeah, like one of the ESPNs. And then this is cool because like, a lot of the, like, older people that are, like, past their Olympic prime.
They got nothing to lose. They can play this if a ball
like, this is their, this is, like, the senior tour in golf, you know? It's, yeah. Like, they get a second shot, you know, in the summer-winter Olympics and the winter-summer Olympics.
Yeah, and this seems more like a celebrity game, too. Like, there's a spectacle to this.
Yeah, and maybe there's, like, a celebrity on each team for fun, you know what I mean? Like, Steve-O is on, you know... It's like the Jackass guys.
Yeah, he'd be on.
Or
the Tony Hawk.
Yeah, Tony Hawk is on. It's all like old like 90s celebrities.
Yeah. That used to like do the extreme sports or like.
Yes, at one point. Tony Hawk and Steve-O.
Bucky Lassick.
You just take everyone from like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
That's where I'm getting like, the names.
And you call them up and you're like, how would you like to be in the Winter Summer Olympics? Or the Summer Winter Olympics? And they're like, count me in. I'm in. Bucky Lassick. I haven't heard that name in like 20 years.
Yeah.
You just take the full cast of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Yeah. Those are the only two people I remember, I think.
One of the guys had like the Jesus move. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I don't remember that guy. About. His move was like
you were,
he
like,
goes
crucified
up.
Crucified with a skateboard in the air.
Yes.
And somehow that was acceptable.
I don't know. He like goes up and then he like does the cross, like the crucifixion like pose in the air and then he like lands.
And
I was
he's
like, what is this?
He's doing
like,
it, you remember,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, how do you even do like, I don't even think physics works that way, but all right. Yeah. Anyway. All right, so. Olympics. We clearly haven't watched the Winter Olympics at all.
Not really.
I might watch it. I mean, they're going on for another week or so, right?
My biggest problem with it is the commercials. I mean, if you watch this, that's a lot of your life that's going to commercials.
I mean, I haven't. It's on cable, so it's on like NBC.
You
or
should check
right?
out like 30 minutes of it just to see.
Is it like mostly commercials?
I don't know if commercials have always been this way or like I just haven't watched TV in a while, but it seems like when I watch TV now, it is. Mostly commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't really have the attention span to watch TV when they're...
It's so commercial heavy.
When there are so many breaks from the real content.
Yeah. It's so commercial heavy these days. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I had something I remember posting to the Time Bash show remember. Do you remember what it was?
I'm logged into our Twitter.
We're so bad.
Checking our notifications.
We're so bad. We were not prepared at all. Please bear with us while we do this.
Logged into my account, not the.
Yeah, we're really doing this.
Tell
doing
a joke.
It live.
Tell a funny joke.
Doing it live. I'll do a would you rather while you do this.
Okay.
Would you rather only have to sleep in a computer or never be able to use a cookie? So, like, whenever you go to bed, you, like, upload yourself to a computer, and you sleep there. And then you come out the next day. Or you can never eat a cookie ever again.
Your body would be very vulnerable in that state. If someone came into your house to, like, rob it or murder you, you're done for.
That's true. Like in Blade Runner, where... I don't want to spoil Blade Runner, but... You know what I'm talking about, right? It's been long enough,
yeah.
It hasn't been that long. Yeah, I'm going to go with...
And, you know, if someone, you know, hurts the computer while you're in it...
Deletes it. That's what I'm saying, the Blade Runner reference. Like,
you're going to die.
With the person who...
Okay. Oh, but would you be saved onto the hard drive?
Let's say yes.
Yeah, so you just turn it back on, you'll be okay.
But if someone destroys it, then you're screwed. You're dead. But I guess someone's breaking into your house... Keep a recent
backup.
I feel like if someone's breaking into your house, like... You know, like, you have a chance of dying anyway. So, like... I don't know. And being on a computer isn't, like,
more dangerous. Yeah, and why would they want that? If anything, they want you to stay in there so that you can't, like, fight them away or...
Oh, then you're, like, their prisoner.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just take you.
Oh, no!
They're gonna use you to, like, mine bitcoins.
Oh, no, the worst life ever.
Oh, my God.
You're their slave forever mining bitcoins. And your, like, avatar comes up every time they, like, open it. And you're like, please, crying. Save me. And they're like, no, get back to work. Mine those bitcoins. And you're like, chink, chink, fine. That would be awful. Horrible.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I would choose never be able to use a cookie.
Yeah, same. Because,
you know. I'd rather not eat a cookie ever again than be stuck in a computer.
Cookies are fine and all, but yeah.
Being in a computer sounds scary.
We have a lot of gifts of Jean-Claude Van Damme on our Twitter.
Do we? Yeah, I didn't know that. Did you see that I tweeted something to us?
I'm looking, it's hard to find.
I feel like I did it earlier this week.
It was Valentine's Day related. Valentine's Day was this week. Here it is.
You found it?
Yeah, so on CNET there was an article called AI Valentine Candy
Heart Ideas. That's what it was, yes.
So yeah, there were, you know, the candy hearts that have the Halloween... Ah, there's an ad. all right, I'm going to have to close the page because that ad was...
This is the best episode we've ever had. I just want to say that right now.
So this AI generated the Valentine's candy that has, like, the romantic messages on the hearts.
Sure.
And some of the funnies... Some of the names that came up with are really funny.
Yeah.
Here's one
of
them.
My favorite.
Love 2000 Hogs, yeah.
That's my favorite one. Love 2000 Hogs, yeah.
Hole.
That's just all it says.
Stank love. Hot give. Me love have.
I love the AIs making these.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good... Like, I feel like there's an untapped humor market. Because every few weeks, someone comes up with a really good idea for a neural network bot to do. And I feel like there's a whole mess of things you could do with them that are funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very untapped style of humor.
We need to
find a good... Because AIs are hilarious.
We need to find a good outlet and do it. Because, like, we got Would You Rather Bot, hilarious... You know, this candy heart thing, funny. There was one that I think generated Christmas songs. Remember we talked about that one?
Yeah, do you remember the Star Trek script generator you sent me?
That was amazing.
Hilarious, yeah. Because it's close enough to the truth where, you know, it intuitively makes sense, but then it's a computer. So it's just...
It's like... Right. So it's like kind of surreal and like... It's
very absurd and surreal.
Absurdist, yeah. But it's like... It's not completely like stupid. Like this makes no sense.
Yeah, it's
like,
actually brilliant, but...
It just makes enough sense to be fun. To still be funny. I'm looking for another good...
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Ooh, okay. Would you rather live in a house with a demon... Or be a fantasy person?
A fantasy person. Does this mean you're someone else's fantasy? Like you're a...
So, you know in like Final Fantasy X?
Like Tidus?
Yes. I love how you know exactly what I'm going with. Sorry if I'm spoiling Final Fantasy X for you. It's like a 20-year-old video game at this point. Yeah. But you know how he's like a fantasy person?
Yeah. Is he, like, though? Do you find him in 10-2?
I don't know.
I didn't make it to the end of that game.
I thought you loved 10-2. You've always raved about it. Oh, it's great. Do you remember this story? Oh, I have, like, the best story about you. Tell the story. This is a really good story. Your personality. So we were all up in Final Fantasy. We, like, loved Final Fantasy when we were kids. We, like, loved it. Like, we loved 7. We loved 8. We loved 9. We even went back and played, like, 6. And Chrono Trigger and all that stuff, we loved them.
We loved 10 too. We liked 10.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm getting to that, okay? Okay. Calm down.
Sorry.
So then I moved away, and then I think we played 10 separately.
Mm-hmm.
But then I moved back, and we talked about 10. Like, oh, yeah, 10's great. 10 was really fun. And I told you how I never beat it because my disc scratched.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know why you didn't let me borrow your disc, but whatever. It's fine. Don't worry about it. That's a story for another day. And then I remember one day, we were hanging out, and I, like, came over to your house, and I got there early for some reason. Like, this is the weirdest story. I don't know why I would ever... I guess, like, it was implicit that if it was a Friday night, I was going to your house or something like that.
Yeah.
But we were, like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. And I remember going over to your house after school, and you weren't there yet. And your mom lets me in, and she's like, oh, Ryan will be here in a couple minutes or something like that. So I, like, chill on your couch. I, like, drink a Diet Coke because you always have Diet Coke in your house. And then... It was either, I don't know if it was your dad that let me in your mom, but whoever, your other parent had taken you to the store. And you, like, get home and you come through the garage and you're holding Final Fantasy X-2 and the strategy guide. And you're like, look what I got. And I'm like, why would you want to play this game? And you're like, you're so excited. You're flipping through the strategy guide. And you're like, look at all these costumes you can dress up as. And, like, you're so excited about all these people. And you're telling me about how the new character, I don't know, remember her name.
The goth lady. Like, not Lulu,
Pain or something. Her name's like, her name is like Pain or something like that. I think that's her name. Yeah, the goth girl. And you're like, look at this new girl. She's really cool. And you got, like, Yuna and Riku, and you can dress them all up, and then you, like, flipped out, and there's, like, a poster in the strategy guide, and you, like, took it out, and it was, like, the girls, like, dressed in, like, pop star attire or whatever.
That was the subplot. They were pop singers.
No, I remember. And then I was like, what do you want to do? And you're like, I want to play this. And so I was like, okay. And so I watched you play, I think, the first, like, 2 or 3 hours of Final Fantasy X-2, and all I remember about it is it was just, like, it was a really long music video, it felt like. It was just them singing and then fighting monsters. Like, I feel like the first hour of that game is they're, like, doing a concert or something.
Yeah, that's
like
the very opening of the game.
Which, I don't really understand that in the concept of Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
Like, granted, I never finished 10, but I'm pretty sure it didn't end on a cliffhanger with Yuna about to sing.
No, absolutely, like, not. In 10, Yuna. Yeah, Yuna was a sacrificial maiden.
No, I know.
In this one, she's a pop singer. But I think they were trying to mirror the beginning of the first 10. Because if you remember, the beginning of 10 was, like, really epic. Because you had the Blitzball game, and you had the big wave from Sin coming.
Uh-huh. And then you, like, fall, and you're like, where am I going? And then you, like, land on the island or whatever.
It's a pop concert.
But it's just, like, out of nowhere. Like, I don't know the context of, like, why is there this concert?
The game is fan service. It just wanted to fan service.
Oh, I get that. Fans. I get that now. Yeah. I remember you defended it a lot for a while.
I was like, no, it's good. I swear.
I was like, did you beat it? And you're like, yeah, it was great. Or I don't know.
No, I never beat it.
But you kept telling me how great it was.
I probably told you I beat it because I was embarrassed.
Okay. But it was funny because I was, like, 14 years old. Yeah. And I, like, at that point in my life, I knew I'll never like this kind of game. Like, this is the stupidest thing in the world. And to this day, I feel like I was more mature at 14 than a lot of people are at, like, 30. So, there we are, I guess.
Maybe. Maybe I was just super heavy, like, just didn't want to admit it.
No. I mean, you have a right to like that stuff. I mean, you see, now it's really dumb, but, you know, you have the right to... People to this day defend 10-2 as, like, a great game.
Do they?
I've seen it on the internet, yeah.
That's weird.
So, I don't know. It's just the premise seems so dumb to me. But maybe, if you like 10-2, please reach out to us. At TimeBetsHow, or contact at TimeBetsHow.com. Yeah,
I don't know if I ever really enjoyed it, though. I think it was like a sunken cost fallacy kind of thing. Like, I didn't...
You, like, spent $60 on this.
Yeah, I didn't get new games very often. So when I got one, it had to be a good one.
So you, like, you had to like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, well, I got 10-2.
Listen, I'm not judging you if you like 10-2.
I'm just trying to sort
really,
through
past
emotions that I buried.
I'm not judging you. I'm just letting you know that I thought it was stupid back then. And I still think it's stupid now. But if you like 10-2, that's fine. That's fine with me. You're allowed to like it. You don't have to say you hate it just because think it's dumb.
No, I don't like it.
Okay. I mean, maybe next episode you'll come back and be like, I decided I like 10-2. I played through it again and it's really good.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, actually, because I don't remember that much about it.
You know what we should do? Mm-hmm. Next time we're together in a room, we should try to play 10-2.
There's a list of games we need to do this with. So we need to play Nier. Oh, God, it's basically the same game.
A fan service game, right?
Yeah.
But we don't play the whole game. We just play the first few hours and like see how long we could like mentally last through the game.
You've seen Mystery Science Theater 3000. We'll just do that.
Yes.
Too. Riff on
so
it.
So be yeah. that. We'll just riff on it. Have you played Nier at all yet?
No,
the new one,
why
Nier
would
Automata?
I play Nier?
I don't know.
Hey, when I was 14, I probably would have loved that game.
I hate that game so much. Not because it's over-sexualized, just because it's bad. Like, I do not like that game. I talk about this on the internet a lot. Like, I have a very... If you follow me on Twitter, you will know that I hate Nier Automata, or whatever it's called. Automata. How do you pronounce that? Automata?
Well, it's automaton, so automata, I think.
Automata. Nier Automata. Yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll find out very quickly that I hate Nier Automata. I talk about it, like, a lot. It's like I'm known for it now, that I hate it. It's just, I don't like it. It's
bad. Yeah.
Anyway, we should...
It makes me angry, actually. I sincerely hate that game.
You haven't even played it. You can't know if it's terrible.
No, I definitely can.
It's basically an anime.
I can... Right.
As a video game.
Like, really? Can you really just not look at the cover of that game and know exactly what it is? Like...
It's an anime and a game at the same time. Like, it's an anime video game.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Like, imagine an anime.
Right, already
like,
pretty bad.
Okay. You're like, I'm done. Imagine an anime. Well, I don't have to talk about Nier Automata. But suffice it to say that I'm not a big fan. Yeah. But a lot of people love the game. Yeah. So, it apparently gets really good after a while.
Does it?
But I just can't... I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. But I haven't been able to stomach through that part. Like, I've not been able to get to the part where it gets good. Like, there's a multiple endings, and I finished the first ending, and I was like, that was a bad anime game. And then I stopped playing it. But people were like, oh, if you keep playing, you'll get all these other endings, and then it'll be really good. But I was like, I'm done. I can't do this, so... It is what it is, I guess. I don't know. Do you want to do another Would You Rather?
We can do that. I have Reddit open if you want to read a...
Oh, let's do a couple Reddits. We're just doing it quick and casual today on this episode of the Time Bet Show.
We've already done this question. This is submitted by I Will Make It K. What is one item that you just can't replace with a generic brand?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Bread, I learned recently.
That's probably a good one, yeah. Like, you can't use grocery store bread.
You shouldn't just buy Publix bread. It's not good.
In that same vein, I think peanut butter, too.
Yeah, don't get the store brand.
Because, like, I've been a Jif person, like, all my life.
It's Jif or bust, yeah.
Or, not, like, I can't do anything other than Jif now. Like, I've gotten, like, store brand, like, generic peanut butter. It's just like, what is this? Like, this is not good. Maybe if you're at, like, a fancy grocery store, then it would be okay, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't do peanut butter. I don't know. I was having this discussion at work today. We were talking about sandwiches, okay? And I want to get your opinion on this. Because the person that was asking said it was telling your personality. I don't know if it's true, but whatever.
Okay.
So when you're going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich... Which I'm assuming you've done at some point in your life.
Yeah, I've done it this week.
Okay, well, there you go. So, what's your process? Like, what steps do you take to make the sandwich? Like, walk me through it really fast. Like, you have your bread out. You have all your ingredients out. You got your knife. Yeah. You got your
bread out. Ingredients out.
Bread out. Ingredients out. Yeah.
Well, first you spread peanut butter.
Sure.
Then you spread jelly.
So wait, hold on, back up. So you take the knife, stick in the peanut butter, and you spread it on one side.
Yeah, I know you're going with this already.
Okay, all right, just walk me through it.
You use a separate knife.
You use different knives for jelly? Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. Do you really do that?
If I don't have another knife in the drawer, I'll clean the knife off. I don't mix
with the paper towel.
You can't have cross contamination.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So, with the paper towel or with your hand or what? No,
with either a paper. Usually, you know the sponge you keep in the sink. Yeah, I do it with that.
Just a
quick wipe.
Sure, and then rinse it off.
Do jelly,
and then ready for the jelly. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. So you don't cross contaminate. I agree with you there. And then you do jelly on one side and peanut butter on another.
Yeah.
Then you combine them.
And then you cut it in half from corner to corner.
So diagonally. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page with the diagonally. Because some people do the weird half.
It tastes cut so thing. Much worse.
You think it tastes worse? It tastes
worse.
I don't think it tastes worse. I just think it's awkward. I feel like more jelly falls out that way. Like, your sandwich, like falls apart easier that way.
Well, if you think about it, like, math. If you math it.
Mathematically.
Cutting it diagonally is more length of cut.
You're right.
That would make more jelly spill out, maybe. But I hate. I don't like the vertical cut.
No, me neither. Mathematically, cutting it diagonal, this might seem counterintuitive, but that's actually the truest half you can do. Because if you cut down the middle, not only are you guessing, but also you've got one side of the bread with, the humps, and then the other side with the flat. So, you actually have more bread on one side than the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you cut it. Ooh, unless you cut it, divide it, bisect it. That would be really weird.
You'd have to get, a compass and a protractor.
So anyway, you clean your knife off before you go to the jelly. You don't cross-contaminate.
No, because then you have the bits of peanut butter in your jelly.
No, I hate that. Yeah. Now, the craziest people, if you had to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich the craziest way, you would do jelly first, then right?
Shove it in the peanut butter without cleaning it.
Not clean it, and then you'd shove it in the peanut butter. And you wouldn't even spread it on different slices of bread. You just, put it on top of the peanut butter. That would be the craziest way to make peanut butter jelly. And then you don't even cut your sandwich. You just eat it like an animal. and then you got jelly.
And shove the ball of sandwich into your mouth.
You're crumpling up a piece of paper, and then you're just like, nom!
So, you eat it like an apple.
You crumple it up and then you it right there. Oh, PBJ ball, PB&J ball, right there.
When I get hired in a new job, that's the first thing I'm doing in the lunchroom.
To assert your dominance.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk in with peanut butter and jelly and just crumble it into a ball and eat it like an apple.
So you can have it in a sandwich bag, take it out. And then just, fist it and be like, crush it.
It'll be perfect before, cut diagonals, everything the way it should be.
People just be like, that's pretty good looking PB&J. And then just eat it like an apple. It's handheld that way. You only need one hand to do it. You'd get really messed. You'd get jelly all over the place. it would get all over your hands. Yeah. Oh, and then you lick your fingers individually. Individually. So, one, one at a time.
You're like, Jake, are we still on for two?
Got that meeting later. As you're licking your fingers, Jake, I'm still on for that meeting at 2:00.
I guarantee you Jake would never cross me, though.
That's true. Jake would be like, what a badass. I don't want to mess with this guy. He's going to crumple me up if he eats his peanut butter sandwich that way, I wonder what he does to people that are his enemies. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, that would be the worst. That would be the worst technique. What I do is I do the peanut butter, and then what I'll do is I'll like wipe the peanut butter off onto the side of the other piece of bread. So it's not like completely clean, but it's like pretty close. Yeah. And then sometimes I'll use a napkin to just kind of like wipe the remaining off. And then I'll go into the jelly. Yeah. So like, I don't really do cross-contamination either. But like, if a little peanut butter gets in the jelly, I'm not really mad. If jelly gets in my peanut butter, then we've got a problem. Because I don't know about you, but I don't refrigerate my peanut butter. Neither so that would be bad. So that would be bad. Yeah. I think if you refrigerate peanut butter, something bad happens to it.
It gets hard and you can't spread it as easy. Yeah.
Some peanut butters you have to refrigerate, though, I've read.
I hope those aren't the ones I'm buying, because I don't do it.
They're starting to hide this, like, terminology. Like, do you remember back in, like, the 90s and early 2000s, when something needed to be refrigerated, it'd be, like, a big letter. It's like, refrigerate after opening, like, bold, you know, like, on the bottom. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Today, I swear, it, like, hides it. It's like you turn it over and you're like, I don't see anything. And then, like, later when you're, like, eating it, it's, like, in, like, really fine print and, like, smallest font in the like bottom. Refrigerate after opening. And you're like, what? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like they're just hiding it now. It's annoying. It used to be so obvious, but now it's like, oh. Because I was looking. At work, we have this break room. And they have peanut butter and jelly in, like, the middle of, like, this counter for people to make sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking at this peanut butter and jelly. I'm like, this is good-looking peanut butter. And I read all the backs of the labels, and they all say refrigerate after opening.
Even the peanut butter?
Even the peanut butter. And I was like, what the hell? Like, but there, it's so small that you would have to really, like, look
I'm
for
really
it.
I'm really tempted to grab the peanut butter out of my pantry right now and just be like, have I been doing this wrong
isn't that for 30 wild? Years? Well, if you use Jif, I think you're safe.
I use Jif,
but,
yeah.
I mean, what do you use? Okay, if you use Jif, you're probably fine. But if you use, like, one of those fancier versions of Jif, it's like, you know, artisan Jif. I don't know what they call it. Artisan Jif or whatever. You know, maybe those need to be refrigerated. I don't know. It's hard to say. Do you want to do another Would You Rather?
Sure.
Okay. I need to find a good one. Would you rather be able to sing questions or be able to listen to music in the Hunger Games?
I'm gonna sing in questions for sure, probably.
Sing in questions. Yeah. Okay, but in order to... We have to go full... You know, whole hog in this one. When I say be able to sing, I think what we mean is, like, the only way you can...
Communicate
with questions is to sing. Yeah. So, like, if you ever had a question, you have to sing it.
Yeah. And in the same way, you're stuck in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and you're in the Hunger Games forever, but you can listen to music. Yeah.
But you're probably going to die.
But you're probably going to die. So you'd go with singing questions. I mean,
probably. I mean, I wouldn't enjoy either one of them, probably. I'm not... Okay. Do you remember when we were in high school, the original Hunger Games came out? It was called Battle Royale.
Battle Royale? Yeah, I remember that.
So, do you remember seeing that in high school?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That movie had a really big effect on me. Mind-blowing. Because it made you think, like, what if that happened? Mm-hmm. And, like, you'd go to school the next day and, like, could I take these people?
Mm-hmm.
And
could I
the answer is no. Like, of course I couldn't.
But they couldn't take you either, so...
So what would happen, you know? Yeah, that movie messed with me when I was in high school.
If we really had a Hunger Games kind of situation, I feel like you'd have one very clear winner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the Hunger Games and in Battle Royale, it's always like... Oh, you know, everyone's kind of on equal footing, and then, you know, they kind of go down one by one.
Yeah.
I feel like in real life there'd be like some guy or gal who's like, oh, I've been ready for this my entire life.
I don't think it would be close.
I don't think it would be close at all. I think there'd just be one person that just wins. Like, I've been training for this. Like, I got this. And they just win. And it's not like the Hunger Games takes like multiple days. And I think Battle Royale is it one night? But it's like multiple hours.
It's like 3 days. It's kind of, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds? It works like that where the size shrinks and I think it's 3 days long.
Yeah. But I think in real life, it'd be like a few hours because this one guy or gal would be like, I know what I'm doing.
Like, I think about this all the time.
Like, I dream about this moment. Like, some psychopath does it. Yeah. So it's super depressing, but yeah.
That's how I think it would be. It's like sports. There's a guy that's good at football. There's a guy that's good
at Battle Royale. There's going to be a guy that's good at the Hunger Games. Yeah. Like, he's probably out there.
I think about this sometimes. You know, scary as that is. In just 500 years ago, an army general would be like 15 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Like, in feudal Japan, there are 18-year-old, you know, shoguns and stuff.
Can you imagine a 15-year-old general
telling a 40-year-old man what to do? No, I mean, they didn't live to 40, but...
Like 35-year-old man, let's say. I can't, like... When I was 15, I could barely, like, tie my shoe, let alone lead an army. I feel like
I was not ready to witness death in the thousands.
I feel like that would be dangerous because teenage boys are very willy nilly with what they do.
They don't understand what's going on.
Like if the other team had like banners of like pinup girls or whatever,
he would defect.
They'd be like, "Well," they'd be like, "Well, I can't do it anymore. Like, do the army thing for a while. I need to go to a tree real quick." I'll be back in like 5-10 minutes. Tops. And then I'll be back. You just keep armying over here. Like, I don't know. Teenage boys are not fit to command armies. No. In any way. That sounds like a good anime right there, though.
That sounds like every anime right there.
It's like Evangelion. But no, instead of them piloting a robot or being the chosen one, they have to command like an army of like grown-ass men who know what they're doing. So like... You're a teenage boy or girl. You're like 14. And they're like, you are the new general of the army. Mm-hmm. And so like now you have to lead these like actual men and women who are actually adults and know what they're doing. Yeah. And also you have to go to high school like at the same time.
Because why not?
Because it's an anime. And that's how that works.
You're like the so emperor like... at the high school. And no one likes you because you're like really powerful.
You're the general of the army. Okay, so it's like... Okay, so it's like... So stupid. It's like feudal Japan. Okay? And like, they... It's like Emperor General High School is the name of it. It's like feudal Japan. And they have high schools for whatever reason.
Or maybe... It's okay, you've seen Invader Zim, right? It's like fantasy world where he's a feudal leader.
Oh, so he lives like a... Like, it's like Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few shows like that.
So... it's so he lives like a double...
It lives a double life. Yeah.
So, and like, during the day, he's just, you know, Joe, whatever. He goes to high school. And then later, he's a general in, like, the Japan... In, like, feudal Japan or something like that. General Major General High School or something.
That might actually be a really funny show, you know?
Emperor General High School. And, like, one of the girls he likes accidentally gets sucked into the other world with him one time. And he has to, like, explain to her, like, what the hell's going on.
He, like, saves her. That's a big story arc.
Yeah, and he saves her. And then she has to, like, keep his secret because he can't let everyone know that he's Emperor General High School, you know? And then, like, maybe the plot is, like... More classmates start figuring out that he is this person or whatever, and they're
his
like,
tennis rival gets into the his tennis rival.
Wait, what? What is his tennis rival?
He gets sucked into the feudal world too. He commands the army. And when they play tennis, it's like their armies are fighting.
Have you seen Colossal? No. Okay, this is like the plot of that movie. It's just with monsters. But yeah, like they're playing tennis, and then they're like avatars are the generals, and they're like fighting in the army. This is an incredible idea. There's some like weird, like unexplained magical like physics thing that like links them to like this time.
Parallel universes and stuff.
Yeah, they're playing tennis. They're actually like battling
on the battlefield, and it's like Dynasty Warriors. They're just like, flinging 40 people here and there.
Oh, I love this idea. I guess this would be like Emperor General High School.
That's a great name for an anime, yeah.
Emperor General High School. It always has, all animes have to be high school centric. That's just the point of them. Anyway, All right. How are we doing on time?
We're almost where we would usually go to trivia, but we didn't get any of that.
How did we do this? We didn't get any trivia. Do you want me to, like, try to get trivia, like, really fast?
Sure, if you think you can.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to do Ask Google.
Yeah, we'll just do the first three. No lifelines.
All right. So, your first question. Wait, should I do trivia or you?
Do you want to switch off? We'll do like six questions maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea. You're smart. Okay, yeah. So the first question, I'll ask you this one first. What animal has four stomachs? And there are multiple answers, but I'm going to only give you four possibilities, and one of them was going to be actually have four stomachs. Okay,
how do I get to ask Google first?
Okay, just go type in Google. Go to Google, and then type in fun facts. It'll just be like, yep. You got it? Okay. So, what animal has four stomachs? A, giraffe. B, oh, shit.
Well, it's not giraffe.
Oh, you probably know the answer now. It's giraffe. Okay, I'm going to undo that. Okay, what animal has four stomachs? I got to come up with three animals and then one that it actually has it. Okay, dog, cat, deer, or...
giraffe.
Or whale.
Dog, cat, what was the other one?
Deer or whale. Deer or whale.
Whale.
One of these animals has four stomachs. Whale, is that your final answer? No, it's deer.
I didn't know that.
Boom! All right, your turn.
Okay.
This is fun. This is like improv trivia.
How many days are there of Chinese New Year? Is it A, 20, B, 21, C, 22, D, 23?
That's tough. I feel like 21 is like a nice, you know what I mean? It's like a nice number. It's like phases of the moon or some shit, right? Like... 20. I don't know.
I don't think that's even close. But
that's 3 weeks, though. That's 3 weeks. So I'm going to say 21. Finally.
False. It's 23.
Oh, damn.
Worst number.
Do they have, like, Chinese weeks, too?
I have no idea.
This is terribly racist, but I don't know.
It says the festival lasts for about 23 days, ending on the 15th day of the first lunar month. So you were right about the moon.
So it's something about the moon. Okay, your turn. Let's see. That's a terrible question.
Just run.
Oh, this is perfect. How many is in a pack of pickled peppers?
All right.
Is it A? Hold on, I have to read this. What? That doesn't make any sense. This is confusing as all get out.
Is it not just like 12 or something?
I don't think it's not just it's not just a number. Like, they're trying to explain to me the history of the word peck of pickled peppers.
Grab a handful and put it on your pocket and...
All right, is it A, half of a bushel, B, a quarter of a bushel, C, an eighth of a bushel, or D, a 16th of a bushel?
Peck. Peter Piper picked a peck.
Pack of pickled peppers.
So he did it in one outing, it sounds like. Half a bushel is a lot of peppers.
It is a lot of peppers. I don't even know how much a bushel is.
That's
an ill-defined measurement. It's like, how many pickles do you want, like, honey? It's like, I'll take a bushel. Like, okay, what the fuck does that mean? Like, is that 10? Is that 1? I don't know.
A quarter. Final answer.
A quarter is correct. Yes. Good job. Okay, so here's the other thing about a peck of pickled peppers. So they're peppers.
You can't pick pickled peppers.
What? Well, they're already pickled, so they're not out in the wild because someone's pickled them.
Meaning
right?
They picked them already.
So they're in a jar somewhere. Yeah. So effectively, Peter Piper is stealing pickled peppers from somebody's jar. Yeah.
Pick is a synonym for steal.
Right, so he's picking it from someone's jar of pickled peppers. And not only that, he's picking a peck of them, which...
A quarter of a bushel.
I guess a quarter of a bushel, which we're still unsure what the hell that means. So, yeah.
He still stole them. He shouldn't have.
He stole the pack of pickled peppers. I don't think it's... I don't think tongue twisters are supposed to be analyzed at this
level. I mean, Sally sells seashells by the seashore. That makes a lot more sense than Peter Piper picking peppers.
What do you think... Peppers. Do you think Sally and Peter Piper ever got together?
I don't think peppers grow near the sea.
Well, Sally could have gone
to the sea. Maybe they're daddle peppers. They grow near the sea.
They're in Florida now or something. Peter Piper would be from Florida. You just tell. All right, what do you got for me?
Is Kobe Bryant named after beef? I guess it's true or false.
Jeez, this is a serious question.
It really is.
What if beef is named after Kobe Bryant?
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing about Kobe beef. That was a
very Keanu Reeves question.
Here's the thing about Kobe beef that I know that maybe you don't know I know. Kobe is a city in Japan, and Kobe beef is named after the city. So no, Kobe Bryant isn't named after beef. If anything, he's named after the city. Final answer.
His parents named him after the famous beef of Kobe, Japan.
No, you're lying. Are you serious?
Wikipedia.
No way. This sounds wrong. This is a lie.
Which they saw on a restaurant menu.
This is the worst way to get a name. I never knew that. I thought he was named after the city. I
didn't even know what it was.
Oh my god. Can you imagine naming your son or daughter after a piece of food? It's like
naming your son Hamburger.
In Japan, though. In Japan. Because they don't know what hamburger necessarily means here. So they're like, hamburger, yes.
Manyashi and Mono is his name.
Hamburger Manyashi and Mono? That's the protagonist of Emperor General High School.
Is his name. It's like a joke because he's a really tough emperor, but everyone makes fun of him because of his stupid name.
Hamburger Yashimoto or whatever. I don't even remember
Yashimoto, the word. That's a good Japanese name.
Well, I can't believe Kobe Bryant was named after beef. Food. That's so stupid. All right, I have one more for you here. And then I think... Yeah, I have one more and then you get one more and then we're done. I gotta find an actual good one. Most of these are really bad. Oh, that's a terrible one. Oh, okay. What color is the blue lobster after it is cooked? Is it A, red, B, yellow, C, blue, or D, black?
You said after it was cooked?
After
it's red. It's cooked. Final answer.
You sure about that? That's correct. Damn. Have you had blue lobster before?
They're not blue before you cook them.
I don't even know what blue lobster is. Is that like a special kind of lobster?
I'm not sure. I know that after you cook them, though, they're red.
All lobsters?
All the ones I've seen.
All the ones you know about. Okay. Do you want to do a final, like, Reddit and a final Would You Rather before we end the show?
One more question.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
Why are barns painted red? That's not even a question I can ask you.
That's not even like an A or B or C. I want to hear your explanation.
Great, I'll try to do it.
You're like made up explanations.
How am I supposed to do this?
I don't know. What is going to be really obviously the answer?
Is it because farmers used to paint their barns with linseed oil, which was orange, and would eventually get darker over time? Or
B?
Because they had a lot of machinery and they would collect the rust and throw it on their barn.
And yeah, that's
the one. Or maybe farming originated in Georgia in America and they would take clay from the ground, which is sort of and spread it on the barn. I don't know why they did
because that. Because why not?
Why wouldn't fun. You?
It would keep the wood weatherproof, right? In the rain, you know, it would like, that's what it happened.
Was it because in the Bible it says to paint lamb blood on your buildings.
If you want a good harvest. Oh, God. It might
have been the... Which one do you think it was?
I like the rust one the best. Like, they just threw it on there for some reason.
Good luck.
I'm going to go with A, the seed one. A is true. Know. Okay. That one made the most sense. Although the rust one is funny. Yeah. They're like, my tractor's rusting. Better throw it on the barn. Throw the rust on the barn. Should we do one more would you rather before we kill the show? Yeah. What do you think?
Well, we can do a would you rather or a Reddit.
Oh, do you have a good Reddit?
We didn't prepare it. All I have is
no, I don't.
I mean, I can get one. Shit.
Okay. No, I'll find one. Okay, I got it.
What's the oldest thing that pisses you off? That's what I got from Reddit.
I don't know. Old people, I guess. That's easy. Would you rather be stuck in a wingsuit? Do you know what a wingsuit is?
Yeah, that's the one you go through the Grand Canyon on. Yeah.
Would you rather be stuck in a wingsuit or become a massive squirrel?
Jeez.
And you're stuck in this wingsuit, like, forever. Like, you can't take it off.
You gotta use the bathroom. Too bad.
You're in the wingsuit. You can cut it, like, a hole in the bottom or something.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, sure because you can.
If you're allowed to cut it, you can just cut it off. It's not fair.
Maybe it comes with that. Like, it comes with a flap. This is like a progressive way. Like, they know what they're doing. They made this wingsuit. They made a little flap in the back.
Like long johns.
But, I mean, you're always prepared to jump off a tall building in this thing, right?
I would never do that.
Imagine, like, your day-to-day life in a wingsuit. Like, you go to, like, Arby's or whatever, wherever you go, and just people are, like, looking at you, staring you down, like, what are you doing?
You're either going to have to be a homeless person, or you're going to have to be, like, Tony Hawk, basically.
A wingsuit man. You'll be Tony Hawk. Yeah, you can play in the Winter Summer Olympics. Yeah, absolutely. Or you can be a massive squirrel. And what I mean by massive squirrel, I just think it's just a really big squirrel. And, you know, he runs the roost. You know, he's the cream of the crop. He's the king of the neighborhood.
People will probably capture you and perform experiments on you because of your large size. Probably.
But you could outrun him and probably, like, fight him because you're a massive squirrel. big squirrel. It sounds like a great Sci-Fi Channel original movie.
Massive squirrel.
Massive squirrel. And they're like, we've never seen a squirrel this big before. Or like, it starts in like a lab. Yeah. They're doing experiments on squirrels. Because they like ran out of rats for some reason.
No, that makes sense.
Like PETA has...
Yeah, that makes sense. They ran out of rats.
Like PETA has decided like they don't want to... Like they're going to shut them down if they do any more tests on rats. So they're like, what's the closest rat analog that we can capture easily? And they're like,
there's some squirrels outside. We just get one of those.
And they do like, it's like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids kind of deal. Like, it's like, they're testing like quantum, you know, multiplication or something. I don't know what they call it.
That's what it would be called. And then the squirrels. Just,
quantum multiplication. That's a terrible day. And then they zap the squirrel, and they, you know, they're trying to make him, like, twice as big, but they hit, like, an intern hits, like, 20 times or something instead, or 200, and it just becomes giant. And then they have to, like, send in, like, the National Guard.
I think the main characters are maybe, they're, like, there's some lab techs, and, you know, they're interns. They get paid $10 an hour. They don't care about their job.
Sure.
And, like, the jock lab intern is like, hey, guys, we should grit one of those squirrels and, like, make it big with the doctors.
Whoa. And he's, like, smoking weed. Yeah, he smokes like, weed for some reason. He's like, whoa.
There's a backwards hat in the lab.
And he skateboards. He skates over to the intern.
He does a kickflip.
He's like, hey guys. He's like the cool intern. Hey guys, we should totally grow that squirrel really big.
Yeah.
And all the interns like respect him. Like they're like, oh, Johnny's so cool. But
he's not the protagonist. The protagonist is the nerdy guy, right? The nerdy guy who has to lead the group, including the jock.
Right. And there's this girl he likes, but the girl likes Johnny. Yeah,
Johnny. That's his name.
Right. He likes Johnny. I know it's his name. And then, yeah, the nerdy guy, like, yeah, he leads them. Because he has to go back to the lab and, like, create a
I think, all right, bear with me here. I think their strategy for capturing the squirrel is... So they make these fake acorns that they stick tracking devices in. And you know how squirrels, they bury acorns? They have to follow the squirrel's trail through the acorns.
And it's like the tracker's like the alien-like motion
thing. It leads him up a mountain.
It's like, and it's like at night all the time for some reason. And it's like, he's getting closer.
Yeah. And at one point it should become really surreal, like Earthbound. Like Johnny turns out to be like some metaphysical manifestation of
of what? Of the squirrel? The squirrel can project
his consciousness into Johnny.
The squirrel and Johnny are like psychically linked. Maybe that's why he wanted to be big. That's why Johnny recommended it. Oh. Because Johnny and the squirrel like psychically linked. So Johnny wanted the squirrel to be big so they could...
That's what they were testing in the lab all along.
And rule the world. That's like the twist at the end.
The only reason they hired Johnny was to test stuff on him. He's actually a really dumb guy.
Oh! Yeah, because he smokes weed all the time. And then in the end, Johnny... they put the squirrel... Like, they captured the squirrel and they're about to, like, shoot the ray to, like, minimize him down back to size. Right? But before they do, like, they hit the button, and Johnny jumps into the ray, okay? And it's like a The Fly moment, okay? And their quantum stuff gets, like, tangled together. And then Johnny and the squirrel merge into one thing. And then it's cut to black, and that's the sequel.
And he's like a chimera.
He's like Johnny Squirrel or something. He's some weird creature. And it, like, screams. It's like, bah! And then it just credits right there. Yep. And that's the movie.
It's a good movie.
Squirrel. And there you go. Another one down. You know, another one to sell to a distributor one day. Okay, well, I think we're out of time. That has been episode... What has that been? I don't even know what we're doing.
71,
was it? 71?
Yeah, 71.
Yeah, that's been episode 71 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor
today? Our sponsor today is Peter Piper brand peanut butter.
When you need some peanut butter picked.
Pick Piper.
Pick Peter.
Peter Piper.
When peanut you need when you need to pick some precision peanut
pick
butter.
Pick Peter Piper.
Pick Peter
Piper. You don't have to refrigerate this stuff.
Exactly. Remember, when in doubt,
catch a trout.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely.